Vice President Joe Biden is at Howard University in D.C. today for a national summit on his $1 billion cancer moonshot initiative. Remember, in February, the White House announced a $195 million investment. Well, today, researchers, doctors, advocates, business leaders, patients, and cancer survivors have gathered to beat cancer.
I believe we can make exponential progress. Exponential progress. I firmly believe we can do in the next 5 years what would ordinarily take 10.
David Nather is Washington editor of our partner STAT. We have a weekly conversation about health and medicine. Hi, David.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, we know you were at the Cancer Moonshot Summit. This is obviously a personal issue for Joe Biden. His son, Beau, died of brain cancer last year, 46 years old. But, you know, there was also some cynicism when this huge amount of money was announced. So what was the main takeaway today?
Well, the main thing Biden was trying to do is just rally everybody to work together. You know, all of the different people who are involved in the cancer community, researchers, government officials, patient advocates, industry people. And he was kind of saying, you know, stop paying attention to your turf. A lot of times he talks about silos, people working in just kind of their own thing. He says, you know, work together, get in each other's own way more. And if you do that, maybe we can make faster progress than we would have otherwise.
Does he have any other suggestions as to how to do that? Or did you hear anything today? Because we have heard that's one of the problems in the industry. Everybody covets their own research. And we've done stories about proposals to make a huge database.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there were some specific, pretty discreet initiatives that the government announced today. They're going to set up an oncology center of excellence at the FDA where all the oncologists that are kind of spread throughout the agency will work together. But mostly, he was just talking about changing a general culture of, you know, people kind of doing their own thing and maybe not even really being conscientious enough. One thing he mentioned was an investigative piece that STAT actually did last fall. My colleague Charlie Piller wrote about how cancer centers and other research institutions aren't reporting the results of clinical trials the way they're supposed to. And, you know, the government is supposed to be able to cut their funding if they do that, but it hasn't been doing that. So Biden said, you know, if this is true, I'm going to start cutting some funding myself. It's almost like he was raring to go, willing to take them on himself.
Well, he also pointed out advances, new treatments, immunotherapy, but said one of our biggest problems is the lack of affordable cancer treatments. Let's listen.
What is the possible justification when a life-saving drug is brought to market, at the time it's brought to market, it costs $26,000 a year, and 15 years later, it costs $120,000? Tell me, what is the justification for that?
Well, and we can hear the anger, but is there any sense that anything can be done about that?
Well, this is a really, really big problem. It's not just with the price of cancer drugs. It's with, you know, a lot of new innovative drugs that are coming to market. But yeah, it's a big problem because the pharmaceutical companies and biotech companies would tell you that they have to risk so much investment to bring a new drug to the market. And it takes so long and it's so expensive that this is how they have to recover their costs. Now, there's a lot of cynicism about that. Like, do you really need all of that money? Does it really all go to research and development? Doesn't a lot of it just go to advertising instead? But I'm just telling you, that is kind of the party line that you get from the industry, and it's really going to be hard to shake them off of that.
That's been sort of a circular debate for a while now. Well, we heard Biden say that the goal is to double the rate of progress to achieve in 5 years what's now done in 10. First of all, how big a deal is that, and how would you measure that? I mean, like, what would the goals be?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we've ever gotten a clear system of metrics out of the vice president's office. I don't know how they're going to measure that. What they'll probably do is just, you know, every time there's a breakthrough that people, you know, kind of said generally was years off of the horizon, they can point to that as success. Right now, though, you know, the Biden's cancer initiative is too early to be able to point to any of that. I mean, they just got started at the beginning of this year. So all they can kind of point to is, look, we set up a center of excellence at the FDA and kind of little things like that. They're just trying to set the momentum so that maybe people will work together more and there will be actual breakthroughs down the road, but we might not see them for years.
Yeah. So changing the culture, changing how people share information. And one of the goals, making cancer a chronic disease rather than a deadly one. Imagine that. I mean, what was the mood in the room? Is there enthusiasm? Is there belief in that?
Yeah, the mood in the room was really upbeat. There was a lot of applause. You know, people got pretty emotional listening to Biden talking about his son Beau, who died of brain cancer. And I've heard this, you know, outside of this session many times. The most optimistic people in cancer research will kind of tell you, no, it's not that we're going to end cancer. That, you know, that isn't going to happen. There's too many different kinds of cancer and so forth. But it might get to the point where you could actually manage cancer, and it does become more like a chronic disease. I mean, I've talked to the head of MD Anderson has its own cancer moonshot program, and that's how he looks at it.
David, from your lips, thank you so much. David Nather, Washington editor of STAT.
Thank you.